There is so much happening, isn't there? And, you know, I mean, we could talk. We won't, happily for you, so you can go back home. And thank you for coming down, by the way. But we could talk for hours. So there's a website we'll tell you about that has so much more than we would ever have time in the radio to talk about. I will tell you, I was just, can I be honest with you?
Please.
I was just in, you won't take it personally.
I will not. Okay. I promise.
I was just in New York City, first of all, that period. So please don't be upset with me. But we went to their Kris Kringle Market. I forget what park it's in. It'll come to me. But it's amazing. Our Kris Kringle Market is nice, but things have gotten so expensive there. They really have.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about business across the board, I think, you know, inflation, cost of doing business is going up. I think consumers are, you know, if it's something they really want to do, like the Kris Kringle Market is still a great market, very authentic, vendors from Germany and other places.
Yeah, what is that wine called that you serve it warm?
Yeah.
It's got a really long name.
I call it like mulled wine, but
yeah.
It's the German name for that mulled wine.
Yes. And I believe my system
my
needs...
My German's a little off.
Mine is way off, but I need it once a year. That's for sure. And you'll find plenty of choices there for that, as well as hot apple cider, hot chocolate, and some food, as well as all sorts of Christmas items.
Yeah, one of my best favorite things to do there is ornament shopping. The Christmas trees are very important at my house. Lots of great ornaments there. And other vendors... from the Midwest as well. There's someone serving great Polish food from Wisconsin at the Gallagher Way Kris Kringle Market. So
that's okay. So we're talking about, let's not confuse me. So there's the Kris Kringle Market that's downtown.
Correct. At Daly Plaza.
And if you prefer, there's one in Wrigleyville. In fact, really close. Inside Wrigley Field, that you can't get closer than that.
Yeah, right outside at Gallagher Way is the Kris Kringle Market, which they have a nice Ferris wheel for kids and a little smaller. But I think having two is really beneficial because they do get pretty busy at this time of the year, especially the downtown one. Now, you can go right inside the ballpark, Wrigley Field, second oldest ballpark in the country, and experience their Winterland, which is a variety of activities. They have an ice skating rink inside the field right on the grass, ice bumper cars. They have this slide for kids, the swings, you know, those swings that kind of go around. I rode a ride called The Edge where it just kind of takes you up. You sit and you circle around going up and down.
And scary.
But they have a heated tent, though, for beer and wine and treats and s'mores. They have open fire pits to roast s'mores and all sorts of like carnival games. So pop a shot and shoot the puck trying to win prizes
stuff
for your kids mostly. Yes.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Now, not for me. Now, the Kris Kringle Market downtown is absolutely free. The market at Gallagher Way, how much is that?
That is free. The actual market is free. You can walk into the market. If you do want to go into Winterland, they're going to charge you a fee.
Inside Wrigley itself.
Yeah, there's a field pass to get you on to the field. And then each of the games or the rides or the ice skating is a ticket or two. You get sheets of tickets for a certain amount of money, and it's kind of pay as you go.
All right. Now, you mentioned ice skating. You can do it inside Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Is that right?
Which is
kind of cool. So we did that last year, but maybe you can help us with this and tell me if this was really an example of bullying. So my wife didn't feel comfortable on her ice skates, and she used one of those things that little kids use.
Yeah.
And some six-year-old just skated 100 miles an hour by her, came back to her and said, "Old lady, why do you need that?" I mean, that's not right.
Wow,
I know.
Everyone is at their own level on our ice rinks. You'll see all sorts. When I was there, he probably had to be 8 or 7, was just zipping around. He had his Blackhawks jersey
on. Oh, nice. I like that.
And I was like, wow, that kid is really good. And then, of course, you have someone like me that's just kind of scooting along, hanging on to the rail.
That would be me, too. Yeah. So, but this is not the only place to go ice skating right now around Chicago, is it?
No, we have great rinks all over the city. There is an outdoor rink at Navy Pier at the end of the pier.
Now, that's new, isn't it?
It is. They've reimagined their winter event. It's called Light Up the Lake. Used to be indoors. Everything was indoors. They've pulled the ice rink out at the end of the pier, so you're way out, about a mile out in the lake, ice skating. Beautiful views of the skyline.
Now, what if you skate like you do or I do? can you keep going and end up in the lake? That would be a concern.
No, you know, that they do have, you know, it is an ice rink, so they have the walls up there, so you're pretty safe, yeah.
Okay.
And, but Millennium there's more. Park, of course.
Hold on. Ahead, yeah. Well, you know what? Let's get back to Navy Pier in a little bit. We'll keep talking ice skating. Sorry to interrupt. Millennium
Park. All right. Of course, Millennium Park, the McCormick ice rink right in the middle of the park. Great opportunity to see Chicago's Christmas tree as well. Go over the bridge. You have Maggie Daly's beautiful ribbon that takes you in and out of Maggie Daly Park.
Now there, it's advantageous to be a better skater, I imagine.
A little bit.
People, I mean, this is really kind of a... You could feel like an Olympic athlete, you know, because it's a speed skating thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it has even little inclines and declines. Yeah. So it is, you can still hug the wall. You know, the people will go, you know, the good skaters, they're in and out. They're zipping past you kind of as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a different type of skating experience here, I would say, than your typical rink.
Which is good. It gives you another choice. Now, a lot of the suburban park districts, too many to name here, they have their own ice skating facilities. There's the Skadium, which is indoors in Skokie. Have I missed anything?
No, there's a great rink down in Hyde Park called on the Midway Plaisance.
Yeah.
It's a unique site. It sits on the site where the Ferris wheel was from the 1893 World's Fair. So kind of right in the middle of University of Chicago's campus on that big wide boulevard called the Midway Plaisance. Great rink on the south side.
So what might one do if one wants to have a Christmas or Christmas Eve or day post-Christmas? I don't know what you call that.
Okay.
Day post-Christmas? I don't know. What do you call that? Is there a name for that? Christmas Eve is Christmas Eve. There's Christmas. And then there's day.
I think you just called it something new, Steve. It might just be post-Christmas Day.
Let's market that.
There you go.
Let's go with it. All right. So post-Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, what are some food options that people might not think about?
Oh, I mean,
it's like every hotel, isn't it?
You know, most of our restaurants are going to have great food specials for the holidays. You know, I think they're really gearing up for New Year's in terms of the restaurants.
If you're doing a New Year's
party, you know, you're looking at, you know, 4 to 5 course dinners or 5-9 course dinners with wine pairings. So we can talk about some of those. But our restaurant scene, you know, we just launched Chicago Restaurant Week.
So when is that?
Restaurant Week is in January. So it's January 19th through February 4th. We launch the reservation system in December, though, so people can start planning because it's extremely popular.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you heard me talking to Sarah Stegner, one of our great restaurateurs of dozens and dozens of great restaurateurs in Chicago. She is nationally renowned, actually, as many are who are here. Winning award after award, and some of these restaurants are out of the price range, or people don't think about it just because, you know, we're all so busy. So this is an amazing opportunity. But what I asked her about was, I don't get it, because people say, and Evanston is one of those places, I'm not going there because it's too dangerous, or I'm not coming downtown, or even into the city anywhere because it's too dangerous. Yet, when you try to make reservations, I mean, you just said, we had to get the website up early. Somebody is going, because these restaurants are, a lot of them anyway, are packed.
Yeah, we're finding out that the restaurant industry, in terms of getting people back into restaurants, is doing very well. As we are surveying our restaurateurs, though, they were mentioning that, you know, profit lines are still really, really,
close.
On the edge because of those increased costs, inflation, increased costs of labor, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of them are saying they are still struggling. They're still kind of neck and neck if they're going to make it. And so Restaurant Week for us is an opportunity to really drive people into our restaurants during a need period.
Tell me it is... I think a week of celebration if you're in Chicago. I mean, the potential is enormous, and you get to go to all these amazing restaurants for less money.
Yeah, it's a 2-week celebration, January 19th through February 4th. It is a variety of restaurants that offer prefix menus at a set cost. So lunch and brunch is $25, and your dinner is going to be $42 or $59, depending on the restaurant. All the food's included in there. Tax, and if you want to have liquor or a beer or wine, is not included, but it gives you a great opportunity to try new restaurants, to explore the city's culinary scene. We have 380 restaurants. We have about 54 across our neighborhoods, 46 in the suburbs.
Yeah, so they're everywhere.
You know, we really
And you're talking
sure,
about yeah. everything from, I imagine, just based on last year, I haven't seen the list yet for this year, but everything from restaurants emanating from Southeast Asia to Africa to the Philippines, that's Southeast Asia, I guess, actually, to South America cuisine of various places. I mean, to pizza. I mean, to steakhouses, to four-star restaurants.
Yeah, you really get a sampling of Chicago's diverse culinary scene. And, you know, a couple, you can go to Boca in Lincoln Park. That's a Michelin-starred restaurant. You can go to Soul and Smoke. I know your guest was just talking yes. about Soul and Smoke and or Luella's Kitchen. She had mentioned Luella's
in Lincoln Square. I love their macaroni.
I will tell you, Chef Dominique Leach from Lexington Betty is participating in Restaurant Week. She just won a national award for her barbecue. She was on a TV show. I forget what the show was.
I did
was,
not know this. And she's participating in this. What restaurant are we talking about?
It's called Lexington Betty's. It's okay. barbecue as well.
Where
it's
is it?
Down in Pullman. So
cool.
Go down to the Pullman neighborhood. It's a national park, and you can have some of the best barbecue in the city at the same time.
So the neighborhood is considered a national park?
Yeah, it is run by the National Park Service. You'll actually see park rangers at Pullman. They have a great visitor center.
Is you learn Smokey all the about bear?
Smokey. I don't think he shows up as much, but actual park rangers. Yeah, it's a great,
hold
great
it.
Neighborhood. You're,
hold it. I mean, I'm learning. I'm from Chicago. You know this, right?
Yeah.
So I know about the Pullman neighborhood. I know about a little about its history. A national park?
Yeah.
So you walk through the neighborhood and you might see a forest ranger saying, don't cut down trees or something?
Not forest rangers. I'm going to call them park rangers since it's not too forested down there. But you go down there and it's known for its architecture. It's like going back in time. This is a neighborhood that was built in the early 1880s. Solon Beeman was the architect, beautifully laid out. And you go to their clock tower, their old administration building. It's a visitor center where you can engage with park rangers. They give tours of the neighborhood so you can learn about its labor history, which was very important to Chicago,
yes,
and, you know, our architectural history, which is also great.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year to you.
Thank
Two weeks
you.
Away, just about.
Can you believe that?
I know.
I
2024.
I don't understand where the time goes. I remember 1984, I think. So, what's going on for I've got some text here indicating that it wasn't a national park.
Okay.
And President Barack Obama declared it a national park. And
yes,
of course, he's familiar with the neighborhood.
I should have mentioned that. It is a new net. This is a relatively new designation.
Do they have a geyser that goes up?
Is
that the same place?
They
That's
do not.
No wild buffalo.
And yeah, he started his career down in Roseland doing his community organizing. So very close to his heart there, yes.
Yeah. All right. New Year's.
I'm going to start off at Navy Pier because that is where the big fireworks show will be at midnight. It's a 10-minute show. They have their party as well in the Aeon Grand Ballroom, which is the farthest east out you can get on the lake. And Offshore Rooftop is having their own party there. So a great opportunity to go to Navy Pier. Again, Light Up the Lake is going on, so you could take part in activities during the day, stay for the fireworks. Great place, absolutely, for New Year's Eve.
Okay, so do you need reservations for that? How does
that work?
If
you're going to go to the party at Aeon Ballroom, buy your ticket. It is a ticketed party because the food and the drink and the champagne toast is included. All of these parties we're going to talk about, definitely make a reservation or buy a ticket because they are ticketed items, even at some of the restaurants. I'll go back to Boca, has a 9-course menu for New Year's
Eve
with a wine pairing, a reserve wine pairing. So, you know, some of our restaurants, Bronzeville Winery is a newish restaurant in Bronzeville. They're having live entertainment and a 4-course meal and champagne toast. So if, you know, we have this all on our New Year's Eve guide on our website. You'll see a list of hotel parties, restaurant parties, other parties around the city. So, but yes, make your reservations or buy your ticket for whatever of these activities you want to take part in.
And probably like today is when you make those.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, Are a lot of these filling up?
Yeah, you know, the hotel parties are popular because, you know, you just kind of go right back to your room. Everything's built in. You don't have to get in your car, take public transportation. So we have some great hotel parties at the Godfrey, which is on the rooftop. Godfrey Hotel has an amazing rooftop year round. There's igloos up there. The Hilton has their big New Year's Eve party. So lots of options on the hotel side, restaurants, and even our newest theater that was renovated in Bridgeport, Remova Theater. It's on Halsted and 33rd, I want to say, 35th. Huh. First concert they're ever going to hold is New Year's Eve. It's an all-inclusive dance party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's performing? Do you have any idea?
It's DJs. Okay. And it's really meant to be an all-inclusive LGBTQ party down in Bridgeport. But the Remova Theater, it's just recently renovated, and it's their first event since being reopened.
Now, is Mayor Johnson paying for all of our Lyfts and Ubers? Personally?
Not that I know of.
Oh, that's a shame.
That would be nice.
Yes, you know, it would. However,
you would get people out and explore a little bit more.
I think so. We ought to talk to them about that. Now, the CTA does have, historically, what if they offered free rides, I think, on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, free rides. I think one time they said it was going to be like a penny, but you know, who's going to do that?
Who has a penny?
Yeah, but free rides, I believe, is a great way for the city to pitch in and help people celebrate New Year's, because we do not want people that have been possibly drinking out on our streets, of course.
Possibly.
Yes. Possibly on New Year's.
Now, we've got we're running out of time here, but very quickly, two of my favorite things to do are to go to Zoo Lights at Lincoln Park Zoo or Holiday Magic between, not for New Year's Eve necessarily, but between now and the end of the year, Holiday Magic at the Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah, both our zoos have amazing light displays. Zoo Lights in Lincoln Park Zoo, it is free on Mondays. It is now a ticketed item, though, if you haven't been in a few years. So great event at Lincoln Park Zoo, and then Holiday Magic at Brookfield Zoo out in our suburbs. Brookfield Zoo, yes. Great event, huge light displays. Obviously, Brookfield is a little bit bigger, so it's a little bit larger of an event, but similar experiences.
Oh, they're both so much fun. It's fun to just look at your website, even if you're just sitting in the house and thinking, oh, I could go to all these things. What is the website?
ChooseChicago.com.
That's pretty simple.
It is.
Yeah.
Everything you need.
Well, quite literally. I asked Jason off the air, I said, who does that website? And your answer?
It's a team of us. We sit down every week as a content team.
Every week? I think every minute.
To talk about content and social media and what we want to promote and what we want to highlight of all the amazing things happening in our city.
And there are many. ChooseChicago.com. Always a pleasure to see you, to talk to you. Happy holidays. And Happy New Year, Jason.
You too. I appreciate it.